Tasmanian Senator Jackie Lambie says she's disgusted by an apparent 7-month delay in the start of a veteran suicide prevention trial. The Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull, announced the program back in August, but the Department of Health is yet to recruit a project manager. Jackie Lambie, a veteran herself, says the progress so far is tokenism, as Angela Lavoie-Pierre reports.
Andrew Klinkerberry is a Townsville-based veteran who served 22 years in the Army. He's frustrated that 7 months after the veteran suicide prevention trial to be based in Townsville was announced, it's yet to begin.
It does get frustrating. There's a lot of good intentioned people on the working groups for the trial, but yeah, we just don't seem to be getting anywhere at the moment.
At the time, the Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull described the issue as a passionate commitment.
We haven't talked enough about it. There's been a stigma associated with it, a taboo. We're addressing that now. Because you can't solve a problem unless you own up to its existence.
But since then, the veteran community has been frustrated by a perceived lack of progress. Tasmanian Independent Senator Jackie Lambie shares that view.
I find that pretty disgusting. Right now we have a veteran suicide inquiry going on. I mean, there's well over 500 submissions. They know how important it is to move these things along. But to come out 7 months ago, and now just start to employ somebody now in that position and to give those veterans hope 7 months ago is pretty disappointing.
She's labelled the government's efforts so far tokenistic.
Don't come out and tell veterans you're going to do this and give them some hope and take months and months and months and months and months. Either get it organised behind closed doors and then come out and tell them you're doing it, or if you have no intentions of actually doing it but making yourself look good.
Official record keeping of the suicide rate amongst serving and former defence personnel is a contentious issue. A Senate inquiry into veteran suicide has heard evidence that the existing figures are incomplete. A study by the Australian Institute of Health and Welfare found that between 2001 and 2014, there were 292 deaths by suicide among people with at least one day of ADF service since 2001. Ex-servicewoman Loretta Somerville runs one of the peer networks that aims to collate veteran suicide data. By her count, 21 serving and former defence personnel have taken their lives so far this year. She says the state of official record keeping isn't good enough.
No, it's not. Because the more accurate information we have, the better chance we have of not stopping it, but at least slowing it down.
The president of the Defence Welfare Association, David Jamieson, says it's a tragic state of affairs and the existing strategies don't seem to be working.
Because these highly centralised, large government programs and initiatives cost a lot of money, but they don't seem to be producing the impact that we need.
He's hopeful that the trial can begin its work soon.
Well, I'm hoping they're going to be talking to the local veteran community, listening to the way they would like suicide prevention programs to work at the grassroots level, and using as much peer support as an approach to prevent further suicides as possible.
Jackie Lambie says the trial can't come soon enough.
They need to realise out there that, you know, this battle in the Middle East and East Timor, between the both of them, we've been basically in some sort of war for 17 years. Many of these men and women have done multiple tours. Now, we've seen the mess that happened with our Vietnam veterans when they did one tour. Come on, they've got to move a lot quicker than this.
A statement from the Minister for Veterans Affairs, Dan Tehan, says progress has been made on the project. He says the steering committee is meeting again in April and is currently in the process of recruiting a project manager.
Angela Lavoie-Pierre reporting.